This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. In South Minneapolis, urban Native leaders are focused on public safety concerns tied to people who are homeless and using opioids on the streets. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us more.
At a recent community meeting, I met Abel Gabrihuit. He works with the Indigenous Peoples Task Force Needle Exchange. The program is on the ground in the Phillips neighborhood in South Minneapolis. They offer many services for intravenous drug users, including handing out clean syringes in exchange for used ones.
Okay. Let's do it.
Abel and his co-worker, Mo Mike, also do sweeps around the neighborhood, most mornings and most evenings. Today, I'm going along with Abel.
This right here is our first place we're going to stop, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. They have a park for their kids. And oftentimes what we notice is that any place there is somewhere to sit, if you can't be seen from the street, then that's where people will use.
He has a silver bucket and what I'll call a grabber, like a metal pole with a mechanical hand on the end. He doesn't want to touch the used needles on the ground.
I kind of keep my eye open for the orange caps. And if you find an orange cap, then a syringe is probably nearby. And there goes another one, kind of just eyeing me down right there.
Hepatitis C and HIV can be transmitted from sharing a needle or from being stuck by a used needle. So collecting these stray needles helps stop the spread of the disease and keep people safe.
We don't want the kids to have to climb over people or even have to like watch their every step for syringes. And that's really, you know, a big part of why we started doing the sweeps.
We walk down the block behind All Nations Church. There are a handful of needles on the ground, lots of orange caps, and someone is laying under several blankets in the corner. Abel whispers,
We'll probably just go around him.
He says normally he would check to make sure the person was alive, and then he would ask him to move.
So in a situation like that, it kind of breaks my heart. You don't want to shoo them away to nowhere.
Abel doesn't feel good about telling people to move because he knows there's nowhere for them to go. Native leaders here are frustrated that these public safety problems persist, even after all the attention that was given to the tent city that was in this area last year. They continue to meet intensely to figure out what they can do, and they continue to engage city, county, and state officials on how they can contribute to the solution. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News.